This month of December on Constant Wonder, we've been on a journey called Advent. Our podcast's Advent calendar has been a series of daily episodes beginning on the 1st and leading all the way forward to the 25th. We've been welcoming special guests who have been sharing with us the wonder and the awe that are central to the spirit of this season. It's our way of spreading not only good cheer, but also peace, goodwill, and, of course, awe before all creation. It's December 19th. That's Coro Sinaí, a Catholic choir from Guadalupe, Mexico, performing the classic Mexican Christmas song, Las Posadas. Each night from December 16th to December 24th, throughout much of Central America, groups of pilgrims representing Mary and Joseph knock on doors in the neighborhood, asking for shelter. Their knocking is met with rejection, teasing, playful jeering. The undaunted pilgrims move on from place to place, repeating their entreaty, until a relenting host is found. They are invited in to be sheltered and given refreshment. For today's Constant Wonder Advent observance, we'll visit with Fernanda Romero. Hailing from El Salvador, Fernanda herself has come a substantial distance and found lodging as a student at Brigham Young University. At the time of our conversation with her, she's president of the Newman Club on campus, a Catholic student organization.
I grew up in a city called Santa Tecla in El Salvador, and I grew up really closely to my grandparents, my dad's side and my mom's side. They are both very Catholic.
Las Posadas is a mobile street party with a joyful message. It's a bit like caroling in the Anglo-American tradition, but it involves more of a fixed ritual.
For posadas, we would start by getting mom and dad together, if you have siblings, just holding hands, walking with the rest of the neighborhood.
The people knocking on the door represent the Holy Family. They sing to ask for shelter. The people answering the door represent the innkeepers. They sing to say there is no room, until the last request, when the supplicants are invited in for food, singing, and a scripture reading. Fernanda says it pulls in a lot of people who aren't especially religious. It's about fellowship, food, and fun.
Even people that don't really go to church would go to posadas because it involves the social part, and we'll be able to get the biblical message. And you're preaching to everyone.
I asked Fernanda to describe her own memories of Las Posadas in her grandmother's neighborhood in Santa Tecla.
Her neighborhood is a very chilly area. You're going to have a sweater on, holding hands, walking with the rest of the neighborhood, smelling all the Christmas trees around. They have like a lot of nature around. So you would smell the trees, the flowers. You'll continue walking with the rest of your friends, and then you'll get to a house where you're going to start singing the traditional song, How You Ask for a Posada, which is translated for an inn, remembering where Joseph and Mary were looking for a place to stay, and they were rejected a couple times.
The party of pilgrims standing outside alternates singing sections of the song with the would-be hosts indoors. First, there's an importuning plea, then a rejoinder from indoors. Back and forth it goes several times. These are playful exchanges that have a bit of an edge. First, the pilgrims. Don't be cruel, show us mercy, so that the God of heaven may reward you. Then the innkeepers.
You can go now and stop bothering me, because if I get angry, I will beat you up.
We come exhausted from Nazareth. I am a carpenter by the name of Joseph.
I don't care about your name. Just let me sleep. I already told you I will not open.
Ananda says that after 3 appeals and 3 rejections, the innkeepers finally relent and invite them to come inside, and then everyone sings the final verse together.
After that, you will hear someone reading from the Bible, giving us a really good message about Advent, how we need to prepare for Christmas so that Jesus can be born in our hearts. After that, you will get in line. Sometimes they will give you some juice or hot chocolate, tamales, if you get lucky.
Fernanda vividly remembers the year she was asked to read the scripture from the Bible. She's an introvert, she says, and this was a big hurdle for her.
I was the one that was reading the biblical passage that night, and I've always been really shy, especially when reading or speaking in public. But I also grabbed my sister with me, and so she standing up next to me while I was reading. I'm pretty sure that I struggled to read some parts, but everything went fine after that, and they gave me double the food they were handing out that day. So I got 2 tamales instead of 1.
Food is a big part of these festivities, and for Fernanda, tamales are a highlight.
So yeah, I'm a huge fan of tamales, especially the chicken tamales with red sauce, potatoes sometimes. Personally, I don't like it when they have chile or like pepper on them, or when they have olives. I don't like olives, but my mom would always have them. It's a great trade I do with her all the time. And then they would have some treats, some candies, maybe.
Las Posadas involves more than just food and music and merrymaking. It also involves acts of service. In Fernanda's community, service projects are part of it all, a symbolic bridge to the ancient story of Mary, Joseph, an unborn baby, a family in need.
I usually volunteer at this service program that is called Por Ti Maria, where we go to the hospitals and hand out bags of diapers, creams, items for new mothers. I usually go with my mom and my sister and welcome the babies and congratulate the mothers, just like Mary. And we visit them, kind of like the 3 kings who visited Jesus when he was born. We love to do that, but we also like prepare for mothers who've lost their babies, and we will still have the conversation with them, get to know them, pray for them sometimes, pray with them too.
Devout Catholic that she is, it's not surprising that Fernanda feels a strong connection to Mary and associated themes of maternity and childbearing.
Yeah, with every woman given birth, just as in Posadas, especially in this season, kind of resembles all the process that Mary went through. Like all the preparation, the waiting, the excitement, being scared to like say yes. I am a huge fan of the Virgin Mary. My other grandma, her name is Lucy, gave me this miraculous Virgin medal I have right here, and I carry it with me all the time. It's a great way to like just remember her and being able to say yes to what the Lord asks us, even though we're completely lost, saying yes to those lives and kind of like receiving the blessings that he gives us.
Participating in Las Posadas, knocking, being rejected, this ritual reenactment of the Holy Family seeking accommodation in Bethlehem, well, Fernanda reflects on this and our need to persevere.
I think that comparing it to real life, we see that life has up and downs. You won't always get the easy way around stuff. It gives us courage to have faith in ourselves. As we knock 1 time, 2 times, we rejected both. Maybe there's a 3rd one where we're going to get accepted.
9 days celebrating Las Posadas for Fernanda are part of a larger fabric of family and faith.
I really have to thank my family for that. The grandparents of both sides were very open about religion, so they taught us most of the things we do, and they keep teaching us. It also shows you the value of family, how important it is to do these things together, and keeping these traditions going on.
Fernanda Romero. She's a student at Brigham Young University, president of the Newman Club, an organization of Catholic students at BYU. Thanks for joining us for day 19 of our audio Advent calendar here on Constant Wonder. This episode was produced by Eric Schultzka with help from Brian Barba and Audrey Hughes. Thanks to James Call for sound design. We've been making every episode of this series available day by day as we have progressed towards Christmas. So if you'd like to go back and catch days you may have missed, you can do that easily from byuradio.org, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tomorrow, renowned author Philip Yancey joins us. For our Advent series, he'll share spiritual insight that came his way while caring for something as small, simple, and improbable as his aquarium. I'm Marcus Smith. Constant Wonder is a production of BYU Radio.